it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, we're in a good mood this morning. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, you know, we take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use not only to get this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We start with the award-winning website, AVN, of course. Go there, click on the Listen Live button. We're right there. Boom. You know, so you can get it. If you're already sitting at your desk, which is unlikely in the summer, you know how it is. A little lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. But if you happen to be working and you're already there trying to get that jump start on the week, well, click on the Listen Live button and there we are. However, if you're moving around and you got you some devices actions going, and you're heading to the beach or the park or wherever the circumstances are, well, you know, use your Android, use your iPhone, use your watch, use your Swatch. I don't even know if they exist anymore. You use your tablet or your laptop if you're really clunky and a nerd going to the beach. But, you know, you can get us right there as well. And it's through iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, all the knowable, downloadable platforms. And they all have the Listen Live capacity. They all have the archive capacity. So if there's a particular segment you want to listen to, a particular guest that perhaps that you missed that you want to check out, boom, there we are. For us, most important is the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect us. Summer, winter, fall, spring. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where they are. They're putting it on the line each and every day. For us, that's important. For me, it's particularly important. Once you get that taste of Army and Navy, you'll never look at the armed forces the same way. So if you see one of those guys or girls on the street, give them a pat, give them a hug, tell them thank you. We're going to step out, tap on the brakes. When we come back, we'll set the table. Don't go anywhere.
So you've got a few cabinets to hang. Few meaning this is going to be a good month. You know what'll make it an even better month? Saving 10% off Hampton Bay cabinets at the Home Depot. Buy any combination of 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets, and you'll save 10% off your order. So, enjoy that hang time. 10% off 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets. Select finishes ship in as few as 2 days at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid May 1st through August 2nd.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281.
800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, at Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. And for many of you it is. Just get those characters out there and put your opinion out there each and every day. Some people care. Many don't. We have a good show in front of us today. And you know, now that I've finally recovered from ye olde summer cold, it won't sound like somebody's dragging a saw across my vocal cords, which is a good thing. It was a good weekend in sports. It really was. We had the Bellator stuff. Joey was out there covering that. And Jordan Spieth winning him a golf tournament. Been a little while. So we got that to talk about as well. NBA awards are tonight. I believe it's tonight. And so we'll be talking about that a little bit. And, you know, there's stuff coming up with that. Big three league play started. And I am going to talk about that a little bit. A bunch of old guys that used to play basketball. Not too old, but old enough. And, of course, somebody blew his knee out. I mean, you know, that's the thing they're going to have to worry about. But, you know, they call it a right leg injury. But reality is that it looked like he blew his knee out. I saw the video. Doesn't look pretty. And but Jordan Spieth, to get there first, you know, golf is one of those sports that we pay attention to with the majors, but every once in a while you got to dip your toe in the water and just say howdy to it. And the reason being, it's a very well-funded sport. I mean, when you look at golfers and the amount of money they earned, yesterday in the Travelers Tournament up in Cromwell, Connecticut, not far from ESPN, you would have thought they'd actually covered it. Spieth earned $1,224,000 for winning the tournament. Now, if you tied for eighth, which immortal names like Troy Merritt, Webb Simpson, who we know, Keegan Bradley, who we know, David Hearn, who we don't know, CT Pan, who we don't know, and Kevin Streetman, who we don't know, you got $176,800. That's not a bad day's pay. However, here's the deal. And it's all the elite sponsors. They still have American Express and Barclays Bank and all the heavy hitters. No free plugs intended, but just to mention their names. However, since the demise of Tiger, I try not to mention his name, but since the demise of Tiger, they are searching for that rivalry. They are searching for the impact guys that are going to be there consistently and create some level of rivalry so the ratings are maintained. And they're having a hard time doing it. And every time you think young players are going to step up and give you that rivalry, something happens, either injury or inconsistency with the game. And all these guys are very talented. All these guys bring a lot to the table. But it's tough. First of all, Rory is a magnetic personality, but he's been hurt, and he's changing putters constantly. He's having a hard time with the blade. He's not playing real good golf right now. Jordan Spieth, same deal. He's been inconsistent all year. He's fourth in the money list with almost $5 million. And they're about two-thirds of the way through the season. Dustin Johnson leading it with $6 million. You guys couldn't guess. I'll throw the question out there. Do a Jeopardy. You couldn't guess who the number two winning money guy is. Do, 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 do. It's Hideki Matsuyama, who's a very good golfer. You would not know him if you ran him over with your car. And number five, he's even more obscure. Now, I have to admit, here's a guy, it's a kid from Arizona State University, and I guess people are going to start paying attention to him. His name is John Rahm, R-A-H-M. He has earned $4,491,815. He's missed a cut in the U.S. Open. He missed a cut in the Memorial. He finished 72nd in the Players. But he's had a second, a fourth. He's played in 16 events. He won the Farmers, which got him $1.2 million. But here's a guy, miscut, second, 72nd, fourth, 27th, 10th, third, fifth, 16th, first at the Farmers, 34th at the Career Builder Challenge, 50th, at the OHL in Mayakoba. The Shriners, he finished 15th, and the Safeway, he finished at 15th. So he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 top tens. And he has almost $5 million in the bank. So the point being, they want to protect that, which I get it. But they need to have... And I don't want to say Tiger, and I don't want to say Phil, because they're both past their prime, and they're never going to win consistently, and Tiger may never even play again. But they need Jordan Spieth. They need Dustin Johnson. They need Rory, who ended up finishing 6-under after a horrendous start to the week, to step up and get those rivalries going. And, you know, if you're going to do it, now's the time. Because you've got that void in golf. And again, great hole out to win the tournament against Daniel Berger. Good for the sport because, quite frankly, Spieth winning a tournament is better than Daniel Berger winning a tournament. It just is. No disrespect to Daniel Berger, but that's how it is. And they need to have him on track. Spieth, at least in 16 events, has had 6 top tens. And, you know, don't forget, with the Travelers, if you've played under 25 events in the course of the previous year, you are obligated to play certain tournaments, or at least pick certain tournaments to play. They don't force you to go to the Travelers. But both Rory and Jordan Spieth chose this tournament and ended up giving this tournament a lot of juice, and that's part of the problem, too. I mean, these guys earn so much money that it's impossible for them to do all these commitments to these tournaments. And you get up with very mundane fields that, you know, you say to yourself, okay, you know, who am I watching here? What am I watching here? And you end up turning it off. There's no must watch except the majors, unless you get a good field like this. And even in this year, right? Now I'm talking about Spieth winning the amount of money he's won, almost $5 million, very close. He's had two tournament wins, Pebble Beach and the Travelers. $5 million. Man, that's good work if you can get it. We'll step aside when we come back. I want to pick it up right there. We'll have a little fun with this, you know? I mean, look, it's golf. It ain't all that exciting, but I can make it that way.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sidney Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, look, it's summer season, silly season. We're talking everything. A little golf, a little baseball, basketball, all that kind of good stuff. But we'll get to the basketball. We've been devoting a lot of time to basketball. But again, as I've talked about, golf needs, in order to maintain these great paydays, and one may argue with me, no, you know, they look at what they're doing and they have the sponsorship and everything else. Eventually, as in all sports. Sponsorship on a certain level will translate, it will transition away. You look at certain sports, they're sponsored by energy drinks and phones and, you know, whatever. It demographic geared towards a younger, lower income demographic. Look at golf. Golf is about banks and cars, you know, some phones, but usually investment companies, things along those lines. In order to maintain that and keep the health of the sport going, rivalry is necessary, or a completely dominant player is necessary, like Tiger was for a decade. And they're hard-pressed to find it right now because the consistency level just isn't there. Now, you know, again, I was talking about Jordan Spieth. Now, he wins yesterday, finishes 35th in the U.S. Open, 13th in the Memorial, 2nd in the Dean and DeLuca Invitational. Missed the cut at the Byron, which is where he made his big splash when he turned pro. That had to shock him and worry him. Missed the cut at the Players, missed the cut at the Shell. 11th in the Masters, 12th in the Mexico, the World Golf Championship, that they moved because Trump is president. Hypocrites. Genesis Open, 22nd. One Pebble Beach, 3rd in the Sony, 3rd in the Tournament of Champions, 6th in the Hero. You know, average. Average. At least with him with the top 10s, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of his 16 tournaments. So, okay. But the paydays are astronomical, and if they want to keep him that way, needs to happen. They got to have some level of rivalry. There's a lot of players on the tour and all the mini tours and all that kind of good stuff too. But you're undergoing a generational change. They're certainly trying to shift away from Tiger, although every time, you know, he farts or rolls over in bed, somebody has a story about it. And it's tough. I don't know how they're going to do it unless one particular dominant player ends up taking over, or there ends up being a combination of some level of rivalry, a big two or a big three, or whatever the circumstances are. And, you know, in order to have that happen, consistent golf has to be played. Now, you know, one of the things, and you have to look at it from the perspective, and I completely get it, of all the great that happened with Tiger and with Phil's run as well. A lot of that inspired a lot of golfers, a lot of kids to take up the sport. I mean, you know, non-contact, a lot of money to be made if you had a smidge of athletic ability, because this generation of golfers, for the most part, are actual athletes. But it's also leveled the playing field to the point where it's hard. Excuse me, I'm trying not to sneeze here. It's hard to get excited. And I don't know how it's going to play out long term, because, I mean, Spieth is still a kid. Rory's 28 now. You know, and whether or not they're able to continue and play at that high level long term, you know, Rory could just be one of those very good players who he won. And I don't mean to diminish, but he's won four majors. But there's a lot of golfers that have won four majors. You know, I'm assuming he's going to win more. But let's just say, for the sake of discussion, he doesn't. Well, then he falls into the category of being a very good, not great golfer. And they need great golfers. You know, he had three majors by the time he was 25. Now he's 28. Everything levels off. So, you know, we'll see. Like I said, I'm looking at that money list thinking to myself, man, I need that kind of work. Just to give you an idea, the 40th ranked player. Let me see where it cuts off in a million. Because this is fun. Nope, not there. Okay. Here we go. Our buddy, who we were talking about with Peter Jacobson, Kevin Na, who doesn't win. All right. Kevin Na, 86th on the money list, $1,024,924. Man, that is good work. And to just run his card for a minute, 57th in the Travelers, 32nd in the U.S. Open, which he spent the weekend bitching about, withdrew from the Players, missed the cut in the Fargo. You're getting the point here. 1, 2 top tens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 missed cuts. Man, I need that kind of job. I'm telling you. And yeah, you know, like I said, the list is populated with this. So is golf in a healthy place? Yeah, I guess it is. But ultimately, they need to have it happen, because there is a bunch, and I'm not begrudging anybody, but there is a bunch of guys that if you met them in a supermarket or sat down in your local pub and had a couple of brews and started talking sports, if they didn't mention the fact that they were professional golfers, you would not know them if you ran them over. You know, think about the contrast, right? Professional football players who play with helmets on. So unless they're doing a post-game interview, you don't even know what their faces look like. You know better than, let me pick a number, any number, the 34th ranked money winner, Hudson Swafford, out of the University of Georgia, who is a 29-year-old professional golfer, born in Lakeland, Florida, who missed a cut at the St. Jude's, missed a cut at the Memorial, missed a cut at the Byron Nelson, missed a cut at the Players Championship. Missed a cut at the Honda, missed a cut at the Genesis, missed a cut at the Farmers Open. Oh, by the way, he won the Career Builder Challenge for just over $1 million. He's won $1,800,000 this year. So the golf tournament, the golf world, is rewarding mediocrity. And unless they figure it out soon, I do believe it's going to cost them. Because there's just no reward for winning tournaments other than the fact that, you know, throws you into the upper stratosphere. But if you're just plowing along and you're a grinder, No knock on Grinders. But if you're Kyle Stanley and you're sitting there number 36 on the money list, you've already earned almost $2 million this year. If you never win another tournament in your life, you are set for the rest of your life. Man, that doesn't suck. Like I said, a little off the beaten path here with the golf and the rant. Congratulations to Jordan Spieth. Rory, get your ass in gear. It's time. We need that rivalry. I'm getting bored here. We'll tap at a break. Be right back.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71, if you are so inclined. NBA is announcing their awards, and they're actually doing an award show hosted by Drake tonight on TNT. And they're going to hold it at Basketball City at Pier 36 in Manhattan. Love me some Pier 36. Haven't been to Basketball City yet, but I when I was living in Manhattan, a lot of people that love to use basketball as their workout were down there, and it's cool. It's a fun place. You're on the water, all that kind of good stuff. Nice view of the city, skylines, the whole bit, right down from the Intrepid. It's all cool. West Side out over there is actually pretty cool. A little difficult to get to, but pretty cool. Awards. Awards, awards, awards. And we will look at some of this stuff, probably drag it over into the next thing. But we'll start with MVP. James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook. I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer. It's Russell Westbrook. They're a bottom of the lottery team without him at OKC. They have marginal NBA talent in many areas. Some are good, you know, Steven Adams, Enes Kanter. But a lot of the, you know, Sabonis is a work in progress, but a lot of the talent on that basketball team is marginal. To be fair, and Russell averaged 31.6, 10.4, and 10.7, a triple-double, first person to do it since Oscar bleeping Robinson. I mean, they got taken care of by Houston, but it wasn't his fault. 42-35, 32-51, and 22 points. He could play on my team. And it's not to diminish anybody else. Because Kawhi Leonard and James Harden certainly deserve the recognition. Harden had a monster year as well. 29 points, 11.2 assists, and 8.1 rebounds. But there are differences within their games. Westbrook does play defense. Harden does not. And that's no fault of, well, it is actually a fault of his because he didn't play it in Oklahoma City when he was there. He didn't play it in Houston when Kevin McHale was the coach. But with the up-tempo system of D'Antoni, the mission is just outscore the other team. Well, as it should be. But no defense necessary. And again, not to diminish, because he was monster. But I think Russell is a small notch above. And again, system has a lot to do with that too. Because don't forget, OKC played in a more traditional, although up-tempo, a more traditional system. And that's wherein lies the conundrum. I mean, Russell outscoring Harden in a system where that's not geared to happen. It is geared for Harden to outscore Westbrook because they do nothing but shoot threes and run. So my edge there goes to Westbrook. Kawhi Leonard, however, is the third party in the mix. And I don't know what's going to happen with Kawhi down the line as far as awards and all that kind of good stuff. But to me, number one, he's a top five player in this league. Number two, here's a guy that was drafted 15th overall by Indiana and then acquired in trade, and all that kind of good stuff, draft day maneuvering. It Popovich, who is the greatest coach ever, has the ability to bring players up to a level that if they were in other organizations, they would not attain. Case closed. And Kawhi Leonard is one of those examples. 25.5 points, 3.5 assists, 5.8 rebounds out of a small forward position. Yeah, okay, that's okay. Doesn't compare to the other guys. Yeah, it does. Because he's arguably the best defensive basketball player in the NBA. And if not, he's certainly in the top three. And it includes DeAndre Jordan and it includes anybody else that you want to throw into the conversation. And he is one of those guys. And they don't win without him. For all of LaMarcus Aldridge, with all the Tony Parker and Manu, I mean, you know, Parker's past his prime, but he's still a very good player. Manu, You get the flash every once in a while. He hasn't decided if he's going to retire yet, but you get my point. They have seamlessly, yet again, made the transition from one franchise player to another franchise player. And whether it was David Robinson to the big fundamental or Timmy to Kawhi, the continuity is where it matters. I'm going to digress a little bit here. But I'll tell you something. The day Pop steps off the stage, and he can be a jerk. Man, I'd love to interview him. We would have so much fun. We would either have a man crush on each other or we would hate each other's guts by the time the interview finished. I promise you that. Man, I'd love to get him for an interview. But with that being said, the day Pop steps off the stage as an NBA coach is going to be a truly sad day for the NBA. And he had any accolades he gets at that point, and they'll bow to him and everything else, and it's all well and good. We'll be well-deserved because San Antonio, they better have the right person in place. And I say person because it's not necessarily a guy. But they better have the right person in place to keep that franchise moving forward. Because they have been the best franchise in the NBA for a long time now. And nobody can argue with that. Rookie of the Year. Malcolm Brogdon. Oh, by the way, my winner will be Russell Westbrook. Malcolm Brogdon, Joel Embiid, Dario Saric. It's going to be Brogdon because of the fact that process of elimination, but it's a pretty weak rookie group as far as the voting aspect of it. And here's a guy in Brogdon who got drafted as a senior after playing it out of Virginia, second round by Milwaukee, and credit to Jason Kidd. He was a steadying hand on the court. And what I mean by that, he shifted between the point guard and the shooting guard. Ball's in the Greek Freak's hand most of the time. Still averaged 10 points, 4 assists, and 2.8 rebounds a game while playing really, really good defense. And he's got room to grow. Now, statistically, you look at it and you say, there's nothing to write home about. The other guys are better. Well, yeah, I guess. Statistically, yes. And talent-wise, yes. But Joel Embiid, my buddy from the Cameroon, in the 31 games, that's it. 20 points average after sitting out a year. 7.8 rebounds and 2.5 blocks. Is that assist? Yeah, blocks. I mean, statistically, could he win it? And probably should he win it? Well, maybe. But it's only 31 games. And the voters who are going to split the Philly vote, sounds like politics here. The key stat for him and where he's going to be dominant if he can ever stay on the court is those 20 points in 25 minutes. I mean, that's from the 40-year-old virgin. Extrapolate that. If it ever happens where he can get on the court consistently, because now he had the small tear in the meniscus, he is going to be an all-time great NBA center. And trust me, they're getting ready to have it happen in Philadelphia. I heard a bunch of people on NBA radio talking about the fact that NBA radio, I got to be honest, it's a good listen. But talking about the fact that, they still won't have the guy on the team that's going to steady him down. And I'll tell you something. Sixers are going to make the playoffs this year. Okay? Okay, they're going to make the playoffs. So be ready. And they're going to make it because of the fact they finally have their floor leader in Fultz. Allegedly, everybody will be back healthy, including Simmons, including Embiid. We'll see. The third, which brings us to the third candidate, Dario Saric. 6'10", 225, small forward. 12.8, 2.2, 6.3. This is a tough call on this one. I mean, but he also played 81 games. I think people will shy away from giving it to Embiid just because of the fact that he just did not play enough games. And I think that's a fair thing. So I'm going to predict Brogdon, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's Embiid. Just on the dynamic play when he was in there. But it's going to be tough to justify giving an award to a guy that played 31 games. That's tough. Defensive player of the year. This is fun. It ain't glamorous, but it's fun. Draymond, Kawhi, and Rudy Gobert. Rudy's not going to win it. Let's make that prediction right there. Draymond, however, and Kawhi are going to go head-to-head. I mean, 1.4 blocks. Steals out the wazoo. And a championship. And just physical play. And he's a leader. They take their cue off him. I love what he said to Jordan Bell after Jordan Bell got drafted. Well, first off, he sends a tweet to the GM being all pissed off that he wasn't consulted. Okay. But he sends a tweet to Jordan Bell, actually called him, and said, enjoy this night. He said, but after this, we have to get back to work. So be ready. You got to love it. That puts championship trophies on the shelf. We're going to put one on the shelf ourselves right after this short timeout. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll be right back.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Yeah, there's more. We're back. NBA Awards tonight. TNT. Check it out after you listen to the radio. Draymond, Kawhi. And I think Draymond's going to win it. Kawhi is every bit as good, and Rudy Gobert is, for that matter, as well, but he's not even really in the running. Kawhi just he just gets it done. I mean, especially, unfortunately, after he got hurt, because let's not forget, in that game that they lost on April 14th against Golden State, that was theirs for the taking. It was going to be a series. And he went down. And once they hit, you know, at the 24-minute mark, and that was it. And he already had 8 boards, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. He was lighting it up. And they had no answer. He's that good. He just is. But it's going to go to Draymond. And, okay. It's deserved, but it'll go to Draymond. Unless they decide consolation prize, because Kawhi is not going to win the MVP, I guess. I would be surprised if it's Kawhi, but if it happens, yeah, okay. But I think Draymond's gonna get it. And we'll see how it plays out. Well, that's it for this hour of the Attack. When we come back, more fun and frivolity, more NBA. And then we'll move on in the world of sports. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for the news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It would be so great if the Democrats and Republicans could get together, wrap their arms around it, and come up with something that everybody's happy with.
President Trump continues to slam Democrats for what he calls obstructionism over repealing and replacing Obamacare, but at the same time, several Republican senators are raising concerns with the Senate GOP's bill as it's written. Just one example, Louisiana's Bill Cassidy, who says he's not ready to vote for it.
There are things in this bill which adversely affect my state that are peculiar to my state, but if those can be addressed, I will. And if they can't be addressed, I won't. So right now, I'm undecided.
Senate Leader Mitch McConnell hopes to have a vote on the bill this week. Today is the final day of the Supreme Court's current term, and justices are expected to announce whether they'll be taking up President Trump's stalled travel ban. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today, it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare. It's not proven. And they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
We told you moments ago how the Supreme Court may announce today whether it will be taking up President Trump's stalled travel ban. Also today, there is wide speculation that Justice Anthony Kennedy may announce that he's retiring from the nation's highest court, as again today is the final day of the current Supreme Court term. Numerous wildfires are raging in the nation's southwest, but none is bigger than the Bryan Head Fire in the state of Utah, where fire officials say it's already consumed over 43,000 acres, and it's only 10% contained. Doug Stoddard's among those being evacuated.
You know, I've seen pictures of the fire, and there's no way you can get out of the way if you're even close to it, so it makes you pretty nervous to go up there.
At least 13 homes have been destroyed by the fire. Over 1,100 firefighters are working to try to control it. Not helping firefighters in their efforts today, a forecast for higher winds across the region. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
As many as 9 people dead, more than 24 missing still after a tourist boat sank in Colombia Sunday. Richard Jordan has details.
Rescue teams and a helicopter searched the waters for passengers after the ferry went down near the popular tourist town of Guatapé, nearly 30 miles east of Medellin. Video of the incident shows the crowded boat tilting from side to side before submerging in the water. This woman says the ferry had 4 levels and we watched it as it sank to where only the top level was above water. Authorities say at least 100 people were saved, 21 of which were injured. A survivor reported that there were no life vests on board the tourist boat.
In upstate New York,
They'll catch you, honey!
A Delaware teen drops 25 feet from a ride at a Six Flags amusement park on Saturday night after getting stuck outside the gondola of a ride. The video showing the 14-year-old dangling from that ride until people encourage her to let go so they can catch her, which they do.
Go ahead!
She was taken to Albany Medical Center with just minor injuries. It's not clear how she ended up hanging from that ride, but the ride remains closed as the incident's investigated. And Transformers: The Last Night, earning just over $45 million in its first weekend in theaters. Wonder Woman and Cars 3 were tied for second. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
1570.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Fair enough. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this terrific program, but all the programming here, excuse me, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, first, go to our website. Click on the Listen Live button. We're right there. So if you're settling in at work, or no matter where you are, you pull up the website, it's available and quickly. But it also gives you a chance to view everything else on the website, all the interviews that we do, world of sports, world of music, world of literature, world of entertainment, actors, comedians, you name it, we get it. And that aspect of it makes us unique in many ways than a lot of other sites. For us, it's all about the platforms. Tune in, iHeart, Stitcher, same dealio. You can pull up any show that you want on the network, Tittle, Jerry, Hefe, me, and go in that direction, and all the guests. So if you missed a particular interview that you wanted to pay attention to, well, it's there. So get active on your phone, get active on your device, get active on your watch. Get active at the gym. You got that extra five on you. You could stand to lose. You know who you are. Oh, wait, that's me. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls are awesome. They protect us. They do it each and every day. Due diligence. They're trained well. We got the best Army, Navy, and Air Force in the world. Oh, yeah, and the Marines. You see a guy and a girl in the street in uni, go up to him, thank him. Because they're protecting your hind end. Watch your six. We'll be back to set the table right after this.
So you've got a few cabinets to hang. Few meaning this is going to be a good month. You know what'll make it an even better month? Saving 10% off Hampton Bay cabinets at the Home Depot. Buy any combination of 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets and you'll save 10% off your order. So, enjoy that hang time. 10% off 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets. Select finishes ship in as few as 2 days at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid May 1st through August 2nd.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 $50 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Yeah, it is. The late, great Nick Charles bringing us back to the attack. You know, I'm always talking here on the show about radio on the go. And radio has changed. Media has changed. But if you're on the go, well, there's a couple things that need to happen. And just if you're just basically heading to work, well, you know what you need to do? You need to stop at your local Valero. I got one about 90 seconds from my house. And believe me when I tell you, they have everything in there. You can drop in, grab your morning cup of coffee, fuel up the vehicle. They got snacks. They got ice. They got chips. They have everything in there. And if you're not going to work, you're heading to the beach. You know what the deal is. You got the cooler with you. You got to throw the bag ice on top of whatever beverage you're bringing down there. The kids are being a pain in the hind, so you got to get the right snackage for them as you're heading out. Valero has it all. They're clean. They're friendly places. The people that work there actually know what they're doing. And if you have a particular thing that you're looking for, you're going to find it at Valero. And Valero is also, when it comes to their actual products, really environmentally friendly. They got cleaner burning gasoline. They go out of their way to refine that. Clean diesel, ethanol blended fuels, and a hell of a lot more. You know, look, you got a car, you got to gas it up, man. Make sure you head to Valero. You're not going to get a better experience. There's no better service station in old school terms and convenience stores anywhere. So check it out, Valero. We're happy to welcome them to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. At BobLex71 is Twitter. And, you know, again, we're talking NBA. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And NBA, 24/7 league, baby, 365. We talked about the defensive players. We're going to move on. Talk about the most improved players. This is where it gets interesting to me. Greek Freak's going to win it. Antetokounmpo's going to win it. Because he is the next budding superstar as far as pure out excitement in this league. But you look at his stat line for the year. 22-9, 5.5 assists, 8.8 rebounds. And he's barely scratching the surface. I mean, barely scratching the surface. In his career, 14.9, 3.6, and 6.9 rebounds. So he made a big jump. He's only been in the league 4 years now. And he's gone from 6.8 points a game to 12.7 points a game. To 16.9 points a game, to 22.9 points a game. And this is while playing 77, 81, 80, and 80 games respectively. 6'11", 222 pounds. Everybody talks about Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant's a great player, a top five player. Coming up on the outside at the Belmont is Antetokounmpo, who is younger, 22, and just scratching the surface. He could be a 30-point 12 board, 10 assist kind of guy. He's pretty damn close to that now. And he's going to win it. But there are other guys out there. Nikola Jokic, 16.7, 9.8. A block a game. That's why Denver cut loose Nurkic. And you talk about a steal. Portland's going to be winning a lot of games with him there. This is a 22-year-old kid. Traditional center. 6'10", 250. And jumped from 10 points to 16.7. Rebounding average went up. You know, he's a work in progress. But again, durable at this point in his career. 80 games last year, 73 this year. But he's darn good. And, you know, he's a guy as well. Evolution, work in progress. These are young kids. And then Rudy Gobert, who, again, 24 years old. It's amazing how many talented young players are in the NBA. And Joe and I talk about this all the time. You go down these rosters and you check out the level of talent on these rosters. It's freaking amazing. You know, don't forget, this is a Rudy Gobert that when he got rolled up on in the first minute in their first round, they didn't even think he was going to come back in the playoffs. And when they were in the process of getting 4-0'd by Golden State, put up 21 points and 15 rebounds in 39 minutes as he willed his way back in. He's starting to figure out how to score, which makes him more dangerous. He's the best shot blocker in basketball. And he is the key to their team. And he's made the jump as well. I mean, you know, you go back to 13-14 when he first played with the Jazz, 45 games, coming off the bench, 2.3 points. He looked like another big stiff. Next year he goes to 8.4. And, oh, by the way, 2.5 blocks a game. So now people are starting to pay attention. Next year, 9.1. This year, 14 points a game. You know, it increments. It keeps getting better and better and better. I mean, yeah, you just have to hope as a Utah Jazz fan that Gordon Hayward goes back. The lure of going to Boston and possibly winning a championship, getting out of the West, going back to his old coach. And that's all pretty strong polls, because it doesn't sound like any other teams are being considered by Hayward other than the Celtics. And that lure is strong. But, you know, you also have to realize, too, he'd be leaving a lot of money on the table. From all accounts, he loves to play in Utah. They got a good core of a very good young team in Utah. And, you know, the Ryrock college days, and we talk about this all the time, this is a business. And the Ryrock college days are one thing. The reality of I'm a professional athlete and this is how I make my living is a completely other. And, you know, from that aspect of it, they got a darn good team. You know, George Hill is unrestricted. We'll see whether or not they get him back. Joe Johnson, you saw what he did. I mean, it's amazing how much he has left. And they're going to shuffle because they got some guys coming off their original deals. But, you know, Joe Ingles, who they like a lot. plays defense. But he is what he is at this point in life. He's a, you know, he's a 29-year-old guy. But Hayward, Boris Diaw, who they're going to have to re-up as well, Rudy Gobert, Derek Favors, Joe Johnson. You know, there's guys on that team that are pretty good. They drafted Goss Williams in the second. So it's a little bit of a hedge against George Hill leaving. And then Thomas Bryant in the second round as well. You know, we'll see whether or not Thomas Bryant's athleticism come into play too. Let's tap in a break, step aside, more NBA right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Yeah, Jerry Burke bringing us back to the attack. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And I'm going to talk a little bit of Utah here as we're talking about Rudy Gobert. But Utah's in a very precarious position. And they tried to address some of that because if Boris Diaw leaves, then Favors goes back to the front court start. They got a backup up there. They grabbed Tony Bradley out of North Carolina with the 28th. That's a good pick for them. I don't know what his upside is. To me, he's always been a very, very solid player. And I think he'll be that on the next level. I don't know how much growth potential he actually has, but he's a legit 6'10", 250 pounds. Low post guy. All happens around the basket. So he and Gobert will not be on the court at the same time. But he'll become the backup if Favors ends up having a start, if Boris Diaw walks out the door. Utah also drafted. They went up to draft Donovan Mitchell. And again, hedging here. You know, Rick Pitino cannot talk enough about Donovan Mitchell. And he is a great athlete. A little undersized, but he is strong as can be. He's got a 6'10 wingspan. And we'll see how it plays out. He makes plays. He's good off the dribble. He handles. Is he a two guard? Is he a point guard? Pitino said he can play either, which means he might not be able to play either. That's the whole thing. But we'll see. So the hedging there against Hayward leaving, and maybe another point guard. And then, as I said, Michael Gauss-Williams, which should help them out a little bit. We'll see. You know, don't forget, a lot of these second-round guys are gonna pan out. I mean, they talk about Gauss-Williams not being a particularly good athlete. Well, he played good enough in college. And he was the leader of that Gonzaga team. So, you know, being able to jump out of the gym is all well and good. But it's not always those guys that make it. Certainly helps. But it's not always those guys that make it. So, you know, we'll see. But like I said, they're hedging their bets in a lot of areas. And rightfully so. This is a key year for them because they're about to jump into elite status out west. And if they lose Hayward and they lose some of those pieces that made it work. And if you remember, going way back to the beginning of the season, I loved what they did in the offseason. Because they had the young players that hadn't quite figured out how to win. And they brought in guys who had, you know, truthfully played in the San Antonio system. And I'll give credit where credit is due. You don't get any better than doing that. Now, you know, he'll bounce around a couple places, but you don't get any better than that. And so did Diaw. But you learn how to win. And that translated to a huge season by the Jazz. But now they got to pay the piper. And a lot of guys are going to fall off their roster, the Rodney Hoods of the world and people along those lines. You'll see those transitions happening later on. But, again, a team that's on the cusp of going the wrong way as well as the right way. So they're hedging their bets with the draft. I thought they did a really good job, actually. Not jump up and down star players, but guys that are going to fill roles for them going forward as the veterans turn into as the kids turn into young veterans. But obviously the key for them is getting Hayward back. And if they don't, well, then it's going to be sticky. Sixth man of the year, Andre Iguodala, Eric Gordon, Lou Williams. Again, we're going to have a split vote here. Lou and Eric. And Lou split his season. So that's going to be difficult. But Eric Gordon playing in that up-tempo season with Houston had equal to his career stats. But considering he was coming off the bench and he'd always been a starter previously, 16.2, 2.5 assists, 2.7 rebounds. Good stuff. Certainly viable. Same with Lou Williams. Same deal, although he split his time. Iguodala will win it. And oh, by the way, he was the first opt-out for Golden State. And as I said, it's all well and good to talk about keeping this team together. But the reality is that you're going to be pretty hard-pressed to keep everybody happy. And this particular award, which has been owned by Jamal Crawford, who didn't even make the finals of it this year, which I don't understand, quite frankly, because nothing changed with his game. But for some reason, I guess they felt they needed to mix it up. But Iguodala will win it, and rightfully so. But he's out in the open market at 33 years of age. I don't know what kind of money he's going to get at 33 years of age. And again, are you better off in the system at this point in time than you are moving along? Maybe somebody wants to pay you a little more. Hey, I can bring this to the table. I got rings. The whole nine yards. Which takes us to Coach of the Year, Mike D'Antoni, Pop, and Spoelstra. Well, look, I mean, the best coach in the history of the game is Popovich, so it's pretty hard to convince me that somebody else deserves it. But I give a lot of credit to D'Antoni. I really do. His team got out of the first round this year, went to the second round. And I would imagine he's probably the guy that's going to win it. I don't know. Hard to argue against Pop, though, with 61 wins. Yet again. Jesus, they're good. But Houston was right there with 56 wins. And when they turned over to D'Antoni's system and they actually got him the players that he needed to run it. I mean, you know, aside from James Harden on that team, there was no all-timers on that team. You know, Patrick Beverley, Trevor Ariza, the disappointing Sam Decker, who didn't work out how I thought he was going to work out, at least not thus far. We'll see. Still got time. Nene, Clint Capella. I mean, these are not, they're not going to Springfield. Let's put it that way. But in D'Antoni's system, everybody plays, everybody gets minutes, everybody's on the court. As fast as they play, they need bodies out there that could continue to do it. The only person that is on the court longer than anybody else is James Harden, and rightfully so. But Pop continues to do it. And the third one is Eric Spoelstra. And, you know, it's fair. You know, it's fair that he's in there because that Miami Heat club deserved a lot of love because they finished at 500. They're up and down. They're learning to win with a new cast of characters. They've undergone the transition. Bosch was supposed to be a key player, and unfortunately for him, his career's come to an end. He still doesn't think he has. And there was a lot of bitterness there. Miami drafts Abadeo. And we'll see whether or not he can play. But, I mean, you know, Hassan Whiteside's the guy right now, and I'm so glad they re-signed him. Buck Gorin, Tyler Johnson, Deion Waiters. They got themselves a nice backcourt. Tyler's a hell of a good player off the bench. I'm still not a huge Dragic fan. But he scores. He doesn't make anybody better around him. And he's 31 years old. That they'll have to address at some point in time. Deion Waiters, he can flat out shoot. You know, he can flat out shoot. But they have other weaknesses on this team that they have to address. We'll talk about that a little bit before we move on to more in the NBA right after this short timeout. Let's tap on the brakes. Get on out of here against this hard break. I'm Bob Black.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I wanted.
Sure. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
There you go. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Jenny Roberto. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Again, Miami Heat just here for a couple seconds before we dive into other things in the NBA. But again, 41-41, nothing to write home about. But I'll tell you something. They did a nice job of piecing this team together. And led by Hassan Whiteside, who just I love up-tempo basketball, but I look at guys like Whiteside who found his game, found himself as a human being, you know, after bouncing. 17 points last year, 14 rebounds. He is a beast, a monster. He's one of the three best rebounders in the game. Physical, mobile, athletic. They have something to build around there for a long time to come. Well, he's 28, so you know, at least 4 years, 5 years. But in the NBA, that's a long time to come. But they're going to have to figure it out. And Pat Riley's going to have to figure out ways to get free agents back down to South Beach. LeBron led the way the first time. Maybe somebody else does it the next time. You don't know. Chris Paul's out in the market. He opted out. I'd like to see him at as the point guard there. Not going to happen. But I'd like to see it. His only interest is San Antonio or back to L.A. Would it do them good to go after Blake Griffin? Yeah, probably would. Be a hell of a good start. They're starting power forwards, Luke Babbitt, who, no disrespect to Luke, but I think he is what he is at this point in his career at 28 years of age, 4.8 points per game. I'd get Blake Griffin in there or at least make a run at him if I could. The ageless one, Udonis Haslem, who is like 67 years old now. He's 37. Got hurt, had a rough year. He only played 16 games. But I don't know what his contract status is, but they'll probably have to cut ties. They don't have anything in a power forward position. So with Blake Griffin opting out, and I've heard OKC as a destination. I've heard the conversation that who would you rather have, Blake or DeAndre Jordan? And to me, it's a freaking no-brainer. Because I'm just not a DeAndre Jordan fan. He just has so many limitations on his game offensively that I just don't think, I don't consider him a big three. And Blake Griffin, you know, contrary to popular belief, Griffin has upped his game over the course of his career. But he opted out. He's on the free agent market. In a couple of instances where he hasn't been healthy, that's been one thing. But here's a guy, and I'll compare him to Elton Brand. And here's a guy, you know, and they're saying how limited he is. And you know, hello, are you paying attention to what's going on here? 21.6 points a game and 8 rebounds a game. He's not a great defensive player, but he makes the effort. He's been consistent throughout his entire career. When he came in 2011, he averaged 22 points a game. And the lowest he's ever been was 18. He's been durable, except for 15 and 16. You know, he's had a couple issues with the, you know, over the last 3 years with the health, but, you know, he still gets in 67 games. He can play for me. You know, he's from Oklahoma. I don't know if he wants to go back there or not. But, I mean, to me, South Beach would be a pretty damn good lure. Go down and play alongside Whiteside with Dragic. Like I said, he did the opt-out. But I certainly would look at him. There's a guy coming with the maximum rookie extension, and he opted out with the early termination. I mean, he's going to be looking for a big deal, obviously, because he opted out of 21-3 on his deal. But if Pat Riley deems that he would be one of those guys that would put them closer to the top rather than back behind, the only thing he would worry about is his health. But he'd be a nice fit on the Miami Heat. Be a nice fit on the Oklahoma City Thunder, too. But it looks like the Clippers are maybe ready to move on. And as I said, take DeAndre Jordan, please. Oh, he's such a great defensive player. He is. I get it. He also can't make his free throws, and he has no moves other than one low post move. And that just doesn't get it done. Blake Griffin, if you remember, he was just dunk and low post when he came in. He had no mid-range game. He had no three-point shot. He's worked on everything. And Jordan's no kid either. He's 28. If they want to keep him and they want to build around him and maybe they get Chris Paul back, maybe they don't. And again, I'm not knocking him from the perspective of, is he a very good player in this league? Yeah, he is. But he's not a big three guy to me. And you can call and claim otherwise at 1-800-878-PLAY. But the reality is that he's a guy that just, he does not have a well enough rounded game. He ain't Shaq. I mean, I beat up Shaq for years on the fact that the guy never could make his free throws. And Rick Barry said he would go down there and, well, this was at the time when he was with the Heat, but even before that with Orlando, and said, I'll go down there and teach you how to shoot free throws. Nah. Shaq would have been the greatest player in the history of the game. I'll tell you that right now. He would have been better than Wilt, because he would have been able to do everything. And he just refused to do it. And I have news for you. Had he shot free throws underhanded, it would have become cool to do. I guarantee you DeAndre Jordan would be shooting free throws underhanded if Shaq had done it. Like somehow you're a lesser person for throwing up free throws. I don't get the ego sometimes. I really don't. So anyway, who do I think is going to win it? There's a certain segment of the NBA that doesn't like D'Antoni. And Pop wins all the time. So I don't know if they're going to acknowledge him, but he's always good for a good quote. Spoelstra is actually the guy I would vote for, given my choice. But I think it'll probably go to Pop. Yeah, you know, we'll see. Coaches of the year usually get fired, so they won't fire Pop. Maybe they'll give it to him. That's it for the awards. Check them out tonight. We'll talk about them tomorrow. I want to pay just the slightest bit of attention to Big Three League. It's in theory, it's a good idea. It's a bunch of recent vintage NBA players who have retired, basically because of the fact they can't run up and down the court anymore. And not because they're fat, and not because they're out of shape, and not even in many instances because they're old. It's just, it's a game of young legs. And the knees and the ankles of the feet take the pounding over the years. And they've got guys like Rashad Lewis and Allen Iverson and Jason Williams, and, you know, they got some pretty damn good players in there. Deshaun Stevenson. lot of NBA players were at the Barclay. And that's cool. It's unique. They played a 60. First of 60 wins, but you got to win by 2 points. That's cool. Corey Baghetti, Katino Mobley, Julius Erving's coaching, Jermaine O'Neal played, DeMar Johnson played, Al Thornton played. You know, that's pretty good. 3-on-3 ball with reserves. And they played, I guess it was three games at the Barclay. 15,000 in attendance. That's not bad. Three-headed monsters beat the Ghost Ballers, 62-60. Power beat the Tri-State, 62-58. Three's Company beat the Ball Hogs, 61-51. Oh, and the Trilogy beat the Killers, 60-45. Al Harrington, Reggie Evans, Steven Jackson, James White. That's cool. But, the one liability, and as I said, basketball is a young person's game. Young legs. And Jason Williams, who you know better as White Chocolate, blew his knee out. And I mean blew his knee out. He was in agony. And that's the risk. Because these guys are going to want to play like they're young. And they ain't. And that's where you got to worry. I mean, I'm not saying these guys are going to have heart attacks. But Iverson was even talking about it. He said he's 42 years old. I'm not going to play heavy minutes. He's the player, coach, and captain. You know. He said, you're not going to see the Allen Iverson of old out there. No, you're going to see old Allen Iverson. We'll finish it up there on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Rest of the story as we wrap up the attack. John McEnroe just is the village idiot. I mean, he really is. I don't care how great a tennis player is. He's a jerk. He's always been a jerk. He can't just help himself because he needs to be stupid. He just is. And they were doing an interview with him for some reason because he has nothing better to do. You watch him out there in the senior tour. He's still playing tennis, like trying to be in his 20s, and he's not. So they're interviewing him, and they said whether he can confidently say that Serena Williams has earned the designation of the greatest woman to play tennis. And he said yes. But he also told NPR that if Serena played on the men's circuit, she'd be like number 700 in the world. And of course, he qualified it by saying, I don't think that Serena is not an incredible player. I do, but the reality is blah, blah, blah. Just can you just not tear somebody down? Or try to, by throwing in the caveat. Do you have to do that? There's always a but. Always. And with guys like that, the only but is the guy that has it spewing from his mouth. Pull your head out of your chute, McEnroe, and shut the hell up. That's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it today. We'll be back with more fun tomorrow here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, there's terrific programming out there. Make sure you stay tuned for all of it. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto out on the coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.